This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, forgive me if I sound like a complete idiot, but I am very, very confused about what's happening with the Winter Olympics. I thought we were supposed to have the opening ceremony on Thursday. And I turn it on, and there's team pair figure skating. And I guess America was in the lead until they don't call them Russia. They call them Olympians from Russia perform, beat America. And I'm like, but the Olympics hasn't even started. So I'm like, well, maybe I was wrong. Maybe because South Korea is on a slightly different time zone from Las Vegas, Nevada, that maybe I missed the opening ceremony, and they're already, at, you know, going into the, I guess, I don't know, team athletic competition. And then, well, is it preliminary? No, it wasn't even preliminary. So while I'm watching the dancing and the figure skating, the show ends, the Olympics ends, and all of a sudden NBC comes back on again, restarted the Olympics, and there were Israelis. There were Israeli figure skaters. Now, you know, okay, I come from an Israeli family, okay? We are not the most graceful. I mean, we just aren't. And I'm like, there were Israelis on the ice? There's no ice in Israel. So I'm like, what the heck did I miss? And I'm like, well, I must have missed the opening ceremony. Maybe the opening ceremony was 3 days ago. But now we're being told that they just had their opening ceremony. So I don't know what the heck is going on. I am very, very confused. And we already have figure skaters taking the lead. We got Israelis on ice. We got not Russian Olympians, but Olympians who came from Russia. I don't understand. There's so many more words that because of what happened with Russia. And then I guess, I don't know, we have Omarosa mad at Trump. So I'm just a very, very confused child right now. So I missed the opening ceremony. I don't know if you guys saw that. I guess the opening ceremony. Okay, the opening ceremony is a very demasculating time for somebody like me because I come to realize that I don't know my geography. So you start to see people walk by, walk down. Okay, so, you know, you see, you know, Argentina. You go, okay, I got that. I know Argentina. Okay, you got Albania. Well, Albania would come before Argentina. You know, and then you got the Bosnians, and then you have the Canadians, and you're like, good, I got the Canadians. Okay, and you're like, oh, their flag is pretty. You know, it's got the maple leaf. So you're like, oh, yeah, I got that. And then you feel good. And then all of a sudden, we get to the K's. And there's all these countries I didn't know existed. Now, unfortunately, I'm around other people. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, that country is in Asia. All right, and so you start to realize you don't even know your own world. You don't even know your own planet. And then you're like, well, you know, let's just get through the K's. There's going to be L, so we'll have Libya, so that's good. We know Libya. Then M, so M is probably the Madagascar. What other countries begin with M? Moldavia. I'm like really, really bad at my geography. What other, is there another major? Mexico, Mexico. So you're like, yay, woohoo, yay, Mexico felicidades, woo. You know, the Mexicans come, and you're like, yay, this is awesome. Then the N's. So now you got new Finland. Anyway, so you start to then feel smart again, and then all of a sudden there's S's and T's and all sorts of countries you don't know. And then you're like, okay, where's the United States? Because I'm really feeling dumb, and I got to turn these opening ceremonies off. I can't take it anymore. And then there's all these others. You're like, okay, well, United States has got to be coming up next, right? Because how many countries begin with you? Well, then you're schooled, and there's a lot of countries that begin with you. So then you're like, okay, well, the United States is the end. We might as well just watch the end of the opening ceremony. No. Now you have a whole bunch of U, V, W, X, Y, and Z countries. So you end up feeling stupid. All right. So a lot of eyes apparently were on the opening ceremony. I don't know how, because all of us, I thought in my neck of the woods, thought the opening ceremony would have been before the Olympics started. I don't get that. But anyway, the stadium was full of people standing and cheering Friday. So I guess opening ceremony was Friday. Okay? Apparently, people are hoping that the Olympics will finally connect North and South Korea, which has been divided for a very, very long time. Way before the Korean War. And I don't think pair figure skating or bobsledding is going to do the trick. Sorry to be pessimistic. They say every Olympics has a share of geopolitical backstories. That's what everybody's talking in the news. You know, Mike Pence is in Korea. So there's supposed to be some juicy political story coming out. I don't think so. I think he's just going to watch the Olympics. And if he could talk to, you know, people in North Korea, he would. I don't really see us getting any real major news headlines. And then, I guess, what else is that? Who else is over there? I think that's just it. I just think it's Vice President Pence. I don't know if Donald Trump will go to the Olympics. Here's the thing. I'm a fan, okay, of a lot of things his administration has done. Okay, I think the economy is going really well despite the stock market correction. I just don't think Donald Trump can watch somebody win, okay, and he not be the center of attention. I just don't see that in him, which is okay. If he's a little narcissistic, who cares? I mean, that may make him a good president. But I just don't see him sitting there, especially watching, you know, figures. I just don't see it. You know, also now, oh my gosh, I mean, now with all this anti, you know, man movement, if a man comments on the female figure skaters, he's going to look like a creep. It's ridiculous how things are now. And by the way, the figure skating, I do like to watch because I always thought if I ever entered the Olympics, it would be in the figure skating category. You know, they'd be like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so good, and you're so graceful, and you could do a vertical split, and, you know, yeah, and I'm like, I know, I am that graceful. So it's really hard to see other people do ice skating worse than me. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about the worst, most unliked holiday in the whole entire world that's coming up. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Scott who are working the dials, and Jason. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know about you guys, but my least favorite holiday, I think the worst holiday throughout the whole entire year, is Valentine's. That has got to be the most annoying, stupidest holiday I've ever seen, especially when half to three-quarters of the population dread it. Now, some of you ladies out there may be like, why? What? It's so beautiful. We got the flowers. And we got the candy. Okay, so for some women, it's cool. It's cool. You know? If you have somebody who's going to give you one of those, I don't know, Zales diamond necklaces or, if you're going to be, I was not propositioned. What's it called when you're, when somebody wants to marry, propose? Yeah, so I was proposed to on Valentine's. Very cool. Okay? But that was about my only real good Valentine's Day up until then. Valentine's Day stinks for the single people and men. Right? Am I lying or am I lying? When you're single, it is thrown up and down and smacked upside your face and down the other side, and you are single. And no one's giving you a rose. Nobody's giving you jewelry. Nobody's giving you nothing. And all you see on commercials and all you see around town is kissy and be mine and Valentine. So for single people, it's stupid. For married people, it's stupid too. Okay? I've been married to my husband for 21 years. If he gave me a Valentine that said, be mine, I'm like, you dumb. I'm married to you. You know, yes, I guess it's romantic, but it's giving me a Valentine, be my Valentine. So I'm your property now? I don't know, for married people, it just doesn't really work either. By the way, can I just say the worst candy in the whole entire world are those hearts that have the Be My Valentine. They taste horrible and they almost break your teeth. Those Valentine's hearts are ridiculous. And we have to pretend to like them when somebody gives it to us. I can't stand it. Then we have the men. And the average man can't stand. Where's Manny? Manny, are you there? Oh, Manny probably doesn't want to get into this.
I'm here.
All right. What do you think of Valentine's Day?
What do I think of what?
Valentine's Day.
Well, fortunately, I have a girlfriend who doesn't really get into it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Does Valentine's Day suck or does it suck?
I wouldn't say it sucks. It's never been a huge thing to me, and I think I'm kind of lucky that I'm dating somebody that isn't, she's not really into it either, so.
Yeah, you're very lucky. Yeah.
Because her thing is like, why pick one day out of 365 to express all
love
of those? Yeah, I mean, it should be every day.
So what are you going to do for Valentine's?
Probably the same thing we always do. Probably just, hang out and go on a date like we do every so often anyway. So
okay, let me tell you something, Manny. Once you told me that comment she made about the 365 days, she does care about Valentine's. She is expecting something. So you better do something. If she made that comment to you where it should be like every day, trust me, she's going to want something. So buy her a flower, pick a weed, I don't care, but do something different because I think she's fooling you. Yeah, she's trying to pretend like it's all cool, but you're going to tick her off and she's going to dump you by February 15th. Just my advice.
We'll see.
I don't know. I think so. All right. Well, thank you, Manny. Yeah. See, did you guys hear that? When a woman goes, oh, you know what? It's stupid that it's just one day. It should be every day. Now, you know what? Manny's actually more screwed than he thinks he is because that means he's with somebody that probably wants something all the time. Oh, boy. By the way, women lie to look cool. I lie all the time. I act like, oh, no, size doesn't matter. Oh, it does. It does. Women lie. Women lie. All right. So now, men. Most of you guys that listen to the show are men. And you're like, Lord have mercy. What the heck do I do for Valentine's? This stinks. And that's not even what's the most anxiety producing about this stupid holiday. What's so anxiety producing is your lady or partner is going to buy you something that you really don't want, and you're going to have to pretend to like it. You know, I bring this up every year. Women make the mistake of buying, quote, grooming products for men, right? I am looking right now at 52 unique Valentine's Day gifts for him. And, yeah, there's a shave set. There's Swiss Army cologne. I mean, men don't like to shave. I mean, they have to for work. Does the average man really like to have to take a blade to his face every gosh darn day? No. And now you're rubbing it in his face, buying him a shave set? That's just cruel. Same thing with cologne. Does the average man really want to smell perfumey? No, he wants to smell like a guy. He doesn't want musk and parfum and all sorts of French crap. He doesn't want that. That's not what guys want. So ladies, get a clue. What do guys want on Valentine's Day? Sex. Now, some of us will give our men or, you know, partner sex. I haven't decided. It all depends if I have time to shave my legs or not, to be honest. That's just me. And guys are pretty cool going through the motions of, oh, you bought me soap. Like, oh, honey, and here's the flowers that I had to spend $75 on. You know, here you go. And, you know, guys are really, really good at going through the motion just so they could have sex on Valentine's. But do you see why I think this is the stupidest holiday? Okay, adding more to the stupid, I'm right now looking at BuzzFeed. I like BuzzFeed. And BuzzFeed has 43 of the best Valentine's Day gifts for men. Because here's the thing. I got to buy something for my husband. I think if I don't, it looks bad. That's the other thing that's so dumb about the holiday. Now if you don't do something, it looks bad. So you're really committed because society is spending money on their partners and on their Valentine's. Now you have to buy something. So number one was a pair of Hogwarts boxer briefs, right? Harry Potter. How many men are really into Harry Potter to the point that they want their underwear having a Harry Potter? That's ridiculous. Then a Birchbox man subscription that will bring some grooming products into their life ASAP. Yep, there's soap. Again, do guys want soap? No. Then they have on here a super cool Levi's faux shearling jacket or faux fur. How many men do you know really, really like wearing faux fur? No, they don't. Okay? Oh, a personalized cookie cake. Okay? Do you think guys want that? And here's the other thing, too. What if the average guy is really kind of frustrated with this whole monogamy thing? Remember, monogamy is not in our genes. We do it in society, and I think it's a smart move. And I commend us, men and women, being monogamous with our partners. But it's not something we want to be reminded of every day. Do we really want to remind ourselves that we are only betrothed to one person, that we will not be able to have sex or be with anybody else? Now, for some people that are really in love, that's fine. Like me, when I got proposed to, I'm like, that's fine. But next week, I'm going to be like, so I'll never get to sleep with Michael Fassbender? No, because read the Valentine. It says, you're my Valentine. I'm going to be ticked. Roses are on here. Oh, boy. There's some sex toys in here. I don't know if guys like that as much as girls. A Fossil Q Venture smartwatch. I asked my husband if he wants an Apple smartwatch for it because his birthday's around Valentine's. I'm not going to spend that kind of money for Valentine's. He said no, he doesn't want a smartwatch. So good, I don't have to get him anything. A Jawbone Up Move Tracker. Again, some guys are into steps and exercise and calories burned. Now, get your man some meat to eat. That's what I want. I want a steak. And sex. That's honestly what the guys want. If I'm wrong, please correct me. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so an Oregon hospital, and we heard about this earlier this week, had denied an illegal immigrant a liver. All right, she needed a transplant, and they denied her based on her immigration status. But then they did terminate their policy. So what ended up happening, this is being reported by Fox News, Sylvia Lasama Santos, 46 years old, was apparently denied a liver transplant due to a lack of citizenship. She's in critical condition and was denied a liver transplant on Monday from the Oregon Health and Sciences University, OHSU, in Portland. This was sent in a press release from the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. The hospital sent the stay-at-home mother of four a letter explaining that since she does not, quote, have a lawful presence or immigration documentation in the U.S., she could not receive the transplant as hospital policy requires proof for transplant operations. Now, she is a resident of the Portland area for more than 30 years, has health insurance from her husband's employer, according to a copy of the letter published by the ACLU. Now, from what we understand, the hospital stated that she could restart the process for requesting a liver transplant when your situation has changed and you meet the above requirements. Then the ACLU released a statement and called for the hospital to change its rules, and then they terminated its policy barring illegal immigrants from receiving transplants. So they turned around and said, look, it was brought to our attention this evening that our archaic transplant policy was preventing an undocumented individual from being evaluated at OHSU. Upon learning of the policy, OHSU leaders acted immediately and terminated the policy. We deeply regret the pain this has caused the family. All are welcome, and this policy does not reflect our values. So right now, their transplant team is informing the family of the change in policy, and their legal team has begun a system-wide audit to ensure no other such policies exist. A GoFundMe account has been created for Lasama Santos' oldest son, saying his mother is going to start the transplant process. A big win for the ACLU and the family, and for, you know, those of us that don't want people discriminated against based on their immigration status, but a huge, huge issue when it comes to who gets the liver. Who was denied this liver because it was given to an undocumented immigrant. Why are we calling it illegal immigrant? So, she has accepted to undergo the transplant at a Seattle hospital. The ACLU says it's unclear if she's healthy enough to travel to Washington or to get the transplant in Portland. Now, being a doctor, I've told you, when I was working ER, urgent care, etc., I had no idea whose status was what. I didn't care. You're a person. I want to fix the person. But logistically, all right, we have 17,000 people, I believe, a year waiting for a liver transplant. And so the hospital doesn't want to get sued by the ACLU denying an illegal immigrant a liver. And I get that. I mean, you don't want to deny anybody. But are they now going to face lawsuits that you have thousands of other people that are American citizens that want that liver? And politics should not be involved in these life and death decisions, but it is. Who gets the liver? And this decision, you know, decisions like that get made all the time. Well, does that person drink alcohol? If they drink alcohol, no, we're going to give the liver to somebody who's going to treat their liver nice. Remember that boy that was denied a lung transplant because he smoked marijuana? And the hospital got ridiculed, and he ended up, I believe, getting his transplant and dying anyway of a fungal pneumonia. It was a horrible story. Poor thing. And the hospital's defense was marijuana has fungus and chemicals and mold spores and all sorts of stuff on, you know, mold and fungus, you know, all sorts of crap on it. And the lungs could go to somebody that is not going to dirty them up. And could go to somebody who is going to then have longevity with them. You know, when you know, transplant teams have to decide who's going to get the organ, they need to justify why they gave that organ to one particular person. Now, when we talk about an illegal immigrant, that shouldn't even matter. An illegal immigrant could take care of their health just as well as anybody else. But now we have, you know, American citizens going, but okay, if I can't get an organ in my own country, if I'm going to get passed up for, you know, an illegal, can I go to their country and get an organ? Can I be, you know, pushed ahead on the list? Probably not. And so there's a lot of concern about, you know, do we put American citizens first on the list? But it's not an easy topic, because for us in the medical field, we don't care which immigration status is. We just want to give the liver to the person who needs it the most, for the person that will have the most longevity with it, and in terms of matching, if it's a perfect match. But now people are asking who got bumped for the illegal immigrant. It's not a fun topic. It's not easy. So why do liver transplants have to happen? Well, some people have cirrhosis. Some people have severe liver disease. And luckily, transplanted livers do well. According to the American Liver Foundation, 6,000 liver transplant surgeries are performed in the U.S. every year. And some people with end-stage liver disease who, and again, you know, the liver is a huge organ. It has to be really, really sclerosed or fibrosed or really injured for you to go into liver failure. And it could be from alcohol, it could be from hepatitis, it could be from biliary atresia, certain metabolic disorders, there's a whole variety of things that could cause cirrhosis or basically scarring of the liver. And so the transplant team needs to know, you know, what your support system is. Are you going to take care of yourself? If you're going to die anyway in 6 months, maybe they could give that liver to somebody who has another 20 years of life. And it's really tough to think that there's a human panel making these decisions. But there's 17,000 people awaiting a liver transplant. That was as of 2015. We don't have the most current numbers, but we have 17,000 people right now waiting for the next liver to be available. Now, not everybody gets, just because you're on that list doesn't mean that a liver that then becomes available goes to you. It has to match. You know, if you have different antigens than the liver would, you're going to fight that liver rejected. So we need to find a match. And once we find that match, we want to quickly give that person the liver. Now, there was a study looking at people who die on the liver transplant list. And they found back in 2012, it's not so much because there weren't enough livers. It was because of the wait list and them being declined. They said, our findings suggest that waitlist deaths are not simply due to lack of organs, rather from opportunities for transplantation that were declined. That's according to Dr. Roberts from the University of California, San Francisco. Efforts should be made to reduce the stigma associated with non-ideal livers and set realistic expectations for waitlisted candidates. So what they're saying here is there were some people who eventually died not because there wasn't a liver available. There was a liver available, but because they didn't qualify. They were removed from the wait list. Maybe they, you know, didn't, I don't know, maybe they drank alcohol. So what they need to do is redefine, I guess, what the requirements should be. Unfortunately, it's going to now have to include, immigration status, or it may not include immigration status. I hope this woman does well. I hope she can, you know, get really good longevity with the liver, and God bless those of us who are liver and organ donors. But this is a very, very sticky situation, and I'm wondering what's going to happen next in terms of people being bumped by somebody that's here illegally. Because we can't go to their countries. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I can't stand getting these medical headlines saying we're doing too much of something. Well, Americans are doing too much of this. Americans are doing too much of that. What are we supposed to do? Can somebody tell us medically what are we supposed to do? So, for example, pain. We're not supposed to be taking narcotics. We're not supposed to be taking opioids. We're supposed to be using some other measures. If we are in pain, we're supposed to find a less opioidic sort of pain medicine, like an anti-inflammatory, you know, like an NSAID, to treat our pain and not keep going to the opioids because they're addictive and we could overdose. Okay, fine. That's what we're supposed to do. Well, no, not this headline. Now they're saying Americans take too much ibuprofen. What the hell are we supposed to do? So, we are taking too much ibuprofen or anti-inflammatories. They say 15% of adults taking ibuprofen, which is in Motrin or Advil, or Aleve, Naproxen, Celebrex, Celoxacin, or Celecox, sorry, Mobic, Voltaren, we exceeded the maximum recommended daily dose for these drugs. 15% of adults taking these are overdosing on them. That's a problem. It's a big problem. Especially since we're trying to get people to get off narcotics and use something else. I can't stand anti-inflammatories long term. I think they're dangerous. They cause gastrointestinal bleeding, put you at risk for heart disease, heart attacks. These are not good. They can put you into heart failure. They're, you know, kidney failure. They wreck your kidneys. So once in a blue moon, they're fine. But not for long term. So if any of you are out there going, wait, well, Dr. Dahlia, what am I supposed to do if I'm not going to be able to get a narcotic for pain? I'm not supposed to be taking ibuprofen and Tylenol does jack diddly squat for my pain. What then do I don't know. That is what is so frustrating. We are so back buttwards when it comes to how to manage people's pain and issues and arthritis. According to Dr. David Kaufman of Boston University, NSAIDs are among the most commonly used medicines in the U.S. and worldwide. These drugs can have serious side effects, including, oh, here we go, gastrointestinal bleeding, heart attacks, and are often taken without medical oversight because many products are available over the counter. So for the study, they looked at 1,300 people who reported taking ibuprofen in the previous month, completed online medication diaries every day for 1 week. All of the participants took ibuprofen during the diary week, and 87% of them only used over-the-counter or non-prescription versions. This was a report in Pharmacoepidemiology and Drug Safety. 55% of participants took ibuprofen at least 3 days during the week. 16% took it every day. And in addition to ibuprofen, 37% of the participants reported taking even another NSAID during the week, like aspirin or naproxen. Less than half of them recognized that they were taking the same type of medication. I'm going to take Advil for this and Aleve for that. Well, they're both anti-inflammatories, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatories are anti-inflammatories that aren't steroids. That's really what they are. So steroids will decrease inflammation. But being on steroids, why don't we have people on steroids all the time? Well, because there's side effects. So there's non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, but there's still side effects. Now, one limitation on this study, they say, is it only focused on recent and current ibuprofen users. See, my issue is when you have people fill out a survey, how many of them could lie? But what it means is there's some people that don't know what the hell they're doing. Okay, they could get these medications at a gas station, they could get these medications at Walmart, and they could take one at 8 a.m., completely forget, you know, by lunchtime that they already took one, take another one. And, you know, you could also have an Excedrin migraine, and then you got aspirin in that. And then you're taking your daily aspirin. It's very easily to, quote-unquote, overdose on these medications or take too much. Now, what is the recommended dose? Well, there's no recommended dosage, but what type of dosage could be an overdose? Well, when we look at, let's say, ibuprofen. Ibuprofen, we recommend 800 milligrams every 8 hours, PRN pain, if you have an acute injury or an acute need for that medication. Okay, that is 800 times 3 is 2,400 milligrams. We only want that very short term. And unfortunately, many of you will take in more of that. I told you when I had to have a breast biopsy, because they thought I had breast cancer, and luckily I didn't, although they didn't say it wasn't, but we still don't know what the heck was going on, because I was bleeding. Anyway, they gave me Percocet for pain after the surgery, and they gave me ibuprofen. The Percocet did not really handle the pain. It made me loopy, it made me kind of high, a little psychedelic feeling, but no, didn't really help with the pain. The ibuprofen, dang, I was good. Ibuprofen is a better pain reliever than pain medication. So I learned this early on, and I would give my patients with chronic pain ibuprofen, but I had to be very careful because I didn't want them on a long term. I also had a middle-aged population, and I was really big on watching kidneys, especially since, you know, with diabetics, you got to watch your kidneys. People with high cholesterol could have kidney issues, people with high blood pressure. And once I noticed that people's kidneys were a little bit off, I'm like, look, if your blood pressure is in control, your diabetes is in control, what are you taking over the counter? Well, I'm taking ibuprofen, you know, for pain, or I'm taking naproxen, et cetera. I'm like, well, you know what? We got to stop that. All right, let's make sure your kidneys are good. We'll have a kidney doctor take a peek at you, but you got to take something else for your pain. Well, Tylenol doesn't work. And so I told you guys this. There was a very small uptick in the amount of narcotics that I prescribed because I had a group of patients that could not take anti-inflammatories. They either had ulcers or they were going to start having kidney disease. And since I think I kidneys are important and I want to protect the kidneys, I said, look, if I give you a narcotic that has a little bit of Tylenol, has a narcotic, and you don't take it too much, you only take it when you need it, we could do that. This way, you could take less of your ibuprofen. This way, you know, maybe the placebo of it, you know, and the thing is it worked. None of my patients ever got addicted. And again, I didn't really write a lot. I'd write 30 pills. If they needed a refill, they had to come in. You know, depending on what was hurting them, if it was a knee issue or back issue, they'd see an orthopedic specialist, etc. But I actually started increasing my opioid prescribing because I was worried about anti-inflammatories. Because anti-inflammatories, I think, are dangerous long-term. So here we have now this, you know, trend, and it's the end thing for legislators and the media to just be anti-doctor and anti-medical provider when it comes to opioids and pain control, forcing many medical providers to say, look, just go get some ibuprofen. We can't have people take ibuprofen. It's bad. It's not good. So what do we tell people to do? Now, there's a variety of things. Ice helps with pain, massage, acupuncture, hypnotherapy. I don't care. Try anything. Traction, chiropractic, osteopathy. There's a lot of things you could do for pain, but I get it. There are some things that physical modality, some things that are so painful that a physical modality won't work. You know, I mean, I had this horrible migraine a few years back. The migraine medicine didn't cut it. The chiropractic didn't work. Ice didn't work. I had to take one of my old pain pills from one of my surgeries. And, oh, I felt better. The headache came back the next day, but it wasn't as bad. And then one of the other modalities worked. So pain medication, when we prescribe it, it has to be an art. There's a way to do it, just like with asthma medication, just like with diabetes medication. You see, we Americans, we got kind of spoiled. We're like, well, let me just pop a pill whenever my phone alarm goes off, and it'll do the trick. Not when it comes to pain. You can't take a pain medication when you're in pain. You got to take it before you go into pain. There's an art to it. But we're too lazy to follow that sort of protocol. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.